Hey, welcome back to the Above Board Podcast. I am one of your hosts, John Kennedy, and on this show, we document our journey of learning and progress. And Lord knows I'm a work in progress. I heard this awesome quote from Tim Ferriss a few months back, and it went something like this: avoid compulsively making things worse. Now, I believe his origin for this quote came from a fortune cookie, or so his story goes. But when I heard this quote, I wrote it down on my desk immediately, and I taped it to my computer monitor. Now, it may not mean a lot for you, but for me, it's an anchor and a constant reminder to let life play out, to do my part and what I can control, and just simply let go of the rest. Said another way, maybe stop overanalyzing and overstressing about things and then coping with that stress with bad habits. So I don't know about you, but for example, if I have to send a really important email that I'm waiting for a reply on, I find myself constantly refreshing and checking my emails, waiting for that reply. Or if I, you know, almost checking my phone is kind of like a tick. Like if I made a phone call out to somebody and left a message and I'm waiting for a return phone call, I'm sitting here and just manifesting this stress that doesn't need to be there, waiting for that return phone call for this like tense and critical conversation I have to have. All of us have to face hard conversations or difficult things in life that we don't want to face. The problem that I find is that the worrying that I might do compulsively or subconsciously is actually worse than the thing I need to face. Like, I don't know about you, you've probably experienced that in life. You know, you're stressed about something and then that event comes and goes and you're like, gosh, I don't know. I was so worked up and worried about this thing for no reason. So my conversation with you today is, how do we break that cycle of compulsive worry or habitual reactions to things when we're faced with adversity? So let's maybe start by identifying what I mean by habitual reactions. Have you ever noticed this about yourself? Maybe, you know, when you're faced with a negative reaction, you're often reacting without even realizing it. So like someone says something that, you know, criticizes you or says something negative about you and boom, you're flared up with anger. Or you've had a rough day and your first instinct to cope with that day is to turn to food or alcohol. These reactions that we have become this itch that we can't stop scratching, even though that we know that scratching is bad for you. So why do we fall into these bad habits in the first place? I think it's important to understand those underlying triggers for our reactions. I bet if you did some self-analysis here, you'd probably be able to look back and reflect and go, gosh, there was some underlying trauma from years ago, and that trauma has informed my mind to react this way every time something like this happens again. Most oftentimes, it's in our subconscious. You don't even realize you're doing this until after the fact, and then therefore you're not in control of your own emotions. So here's a weird one that comes up for me. Actually, it's not that weird. I think a lot of people identify with this. Fear of public speaking. Years ago as a child, I had a bad experience with it, and I've subconsciously carried this throughout my life with me. Now, I didn't realize that, like, leading up to if I have to speak publicly in front of a group, even just a small crowd, I would get short of breath, I would get full of nerves, and I still do to some degree, but it wasn't until very recently that I realized this is probably not normal. I literally just thought this is what everyone experiences. Hey there, you're awesome for tuning into the show. Do you want bite-sized daily doses of above-board content delivered straight to your Amazon Alexa? Subscribe to CannerPath 365 and enjoy our daily brief featuring market updates, relevant financial news, and mini clips from yours truly on this podcast, as well as Rich and Matt. Visit CannerPath365.com to sign up. Now, don't get me wrong. There is healthy stress in life. I think having some nerves and being excited about something can help bring you into awareness and presence to be able to perform at your best. But there's a fine line between being excited and being anxious and nervous. And you can't maintain that stress for a long period of time. It has a negative effect on you. I talk about this all the time. If you're watching the YouTube video, I'm holding up my wrist so you can see my Whoop band. I talk about the Whoop all the time. I track my HRV every day. And there are consequences to this like compulsive stressing and behavior. I track my HRV every day, like I said, and I can see it go, you know, it tanks when I have these long periods of stress. So how do we break free from these patterns? Well, I think it starts with some self-awareness. When I find that something is triggering a stress response for me, and I'm constantly checking my emails over and over again, or analyzing and overanalyzing a meeting I just had, I have got to reorient myself. I do this by reading the quote, avoid compulsively making things worse. So what if it didn't go the way I wanted? Maybe, you know, within days or a week, I've forgotten about it anyway. So why am I going to sit here now and worry and stress about it? That's what this quote means for me. That's the level of awareness that I'm trying to remind myself and overriding my subconscious from worrying to rationalizing like, hey, it's going to be okay. Something went wrong. Okay. But let's not make it worse by compulsively worrying about it. Practicing non-reactivity, I think, allows us to respond to challenging situations with clarity and intent rather than impulsivity. And instead of non-reactivity, I would actually go one step further and say that it's important to then maybe replace some of those unhealthy coping mechanisms with healthier ones. Maybe your reaction to something stressful is to go have a drink or two. I'm all for a good time, but I've specifically chosen the past several years not to drink alcohol if I'm not in a good mental place. Now, that's for me. I've learned that it ultimately makes things worse. I turn to exercise. I go to the sauna for a half an hour. I even just meditate or do a breathing exercise for 3 minutes just to pull myself out of that situation. But in most cases, before I do that, before I even do those things, I've got to snap myself out of that behavior and anchor myself. And I do that by reading this quote, you know, looking down at my monitor and reading the quote, avoid compulsively making things worse. And guess what? I'm far from perfect. I'm a project. This podcast is my documentation of my growth. Same goes for Matt. Same goes for Rich. I bet if you ask them, that's what this podcast is for us. And I do make mistakes that I regret, but I'm reminding myself that I don't have to double down on that regret or mistake and then manifest it into worry and stressing even more about it. So as we wrap up today's podcast, I encourage you to reflect on your own patterns of compulsive or habitual reactive behavior. How are you reacting when you're faced with stress? Are you letting these incessant thoughts creep into your mind, worrying about the outcome of something or how you handled something like I often do? Are you coping with these thoughts or maybe dealing with them by some of the not of healthiest behaviors? I think this podcast today is simply about awareness. You are more than halfway there to solving some of these problems if you can simply acknowledge and be aware of it. Once you've done that, or maybe, you know, yeah, actually, you know what? Once you've done that, maybe you can then find your way to break those negative thoughts or your anchor like I have with this quote that I love and that I created an entire podcast about today. So thanks for hanging with me today. I would love for you to go into whatever app or browser that you're using to listen to this podcast and share this show with a friend. Just one friend, just one person that you think might need to hear this today. We are all learning together. It's crazy for me that even just a year ago, I probably couldn't have come on here and to be as vulnerable as I am with you today, but that's part of my growth too. So again, remember as we wrap the podcast, avoid compulsively making things worse. Thanks for hanging with me today. We will see you next week on the Above Board Podcast. Bye.